You look as beautiful as ever in cold weather, with redder cheeks and red lips that I had the privilege of kissing while the DJ spun the best house beats that I'd heard since Janaea's 21st birthday. Bass drums and synthesizers touched in harmony like us, and she played them, one after the other. Ross, the Dutch girl, me and the American brother. I was having so much fun, and you got so drunk. So lick my neck and get crazy. Touch me and get sucked, cause tonight you're my lady. We'll tell you when it wants to, and it wants to. Time to speak. This time for the show. Here I go. I walk towards you slow. You burn in the cold and yearn for the sun. In snow boots and vintage leather. You look adorable in the ice age, so I say we stay cold. So I can drink a beverage from a bottle. Get hot on the sips of cider imported from your country. And talk about the origins of cool. Art, money and the lack thereof. The nature of God, music and race, time and space. Why a life in the sea is a life gone to waste? If the dweller never sees, there's more on distant shores. You're bilingual, and by Jove, you know the score. A non-believer that knows what I mean when I say I struggle sometimes to be sinful. Some days it's simple but complex. You look at me through spectacles, and I listen to each word that you say, admiring your thick rim frames. Girls like you reassure me that I won't die alone, and that if I do, that I'd have fucked up big time. Slip out your phone and check something, my lady. Let me know when the big hand has gone past the nine, cause I've got a party to go to. At a warehouse on the south side of Central. It's essential that you take no offense at my departure. My dark side knows that I'd much rather stay, stare at your face and fantasize about my lips being on it. But as luck goes, and as is the nature of time, the things that man has made a system of, pay attention to the clock and see that there are two orbs, two diggable planets in our little funk rap solar system of Swedish girls, Caribbeans, Seventh-day Adventists and guns, a sun and a moon, lying like lovers together, surrounded by others like them but with no care for what they might think. For these two orbs are young, from different sides of the world and from different sides of the human family, that man in his glory has decided to divide into shades. And neither does the eight. The big hands on the 10 and I'm 5 minutes late. But to your female charm and glory, I am powerless. I'll spend another hour with you, as with many questions that I'm posed on various days, like what happens when we die? Or is there a warmer place that you and I could go to get cozy? Cause I'm new in this city, this is not my home. I'll supply the answer and vote for doubt. Say I don't quite know, but either way there'll be no quiet moments. But I have too much to say. Fucked up my day when you said we couldn't go back to your house, cause I was gonna try my luck. But luck favors the bold and not the cold. So let's find the street corner and chat while your lips chap and your tongue licks. You look so sexy and my soul's so vexed to see what I won't be tasting today. Staying out in the cold, not holding you, but holding your attention and reveling in the allure of your short black skirt. You blush in the cold, cheeks burst and rose washes over the flesh on your face. I stay brown but don't envy my melanin, and I won't covet your Caucasian skin. Under the moon being moved and moving in response to one another's touches and gropes. In us, my lady, there is hope for a brighter future, where race does not dictate the nature of relationships, and where time does not dictate a relationship's pace. In its place, we let nature take hold and command ourselves of respect for each other and not for others. So feel no regret for the fact that we got busy and you kissed my neck in the middle of a busy dance floor. Maybe we're immature, we need to apologize. Rather, we should reunite when time allows. But maybe, let there be a next time, for we must go to our respective homes. Yours are flat shared with crackheads and art students. Mine a warehouse where sounds paint the walls. But farewell and voila, I'll see you next year, inshallah and touch wood. But I'll be bad, and you'll be bad, cause that way, when we're together next time, it's good. No pressure or expectations, just a date in the company of someone who looks good, thinks smart and talks well, and ain't too hard to reason with or understand. So I'll see you next year and admire your artwork in the meantime. Goodness knows where our meetings will go, but Lord knows I'm so glad that they began. That they began.
Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it.